Blog Talk Radio.
Buenas noches. Welcome to the new Monday show on blogtalkradio.com, where the good news is shared in a unique way. Brought to you by sponsor of Time to Learn Academy's Help Forward program. Website URL or link is easysite.com/A Time to Learn. I am Charlene, your hostess. You're welcome here to this religious-themed broadcast where we educate and inspire one another and promote good deeds of our favorite entertainers, business organizations, and family households. At this time, you should have a notebook, pencil, and Bible. Please use the King James Version, as I will help you to understand its meaning as I read it aloud. Just a reminder, I am not an ordained preacher. Today's read-along will be from 1 Chronicles chapter 10, beginning with verse 1. 1 Chronicles chapter 10, beginning with verse 1. The New Monday Show believes in God, the maker of heaven and earth. It is He from whom all thoughts of truth and peace proceed, who came down to earth in the image of a humble servant to serve humankind. And His name is Jesus. Others may refer to Him as such names as Yeshua or Isa. Community announcements. Your donations help to maintain online and offline programs and services such as career counseling and other help forward programs for new and existing middle-income family households. Shop Avon with me locally or online at youravon.com/Charlene Stevens, available 24/7. Phone ordering and customer care is available Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Sell Avon with one of my sales teams, sales development team, or Ethnic Pride sales rep team. Startup kits are affordable for anyone who would like to become an entrepreneur or own their own Avon business. And they're available at linkstart.youravon.com. Use reference code Charlene Stevens, spelled Charlene Stevens, Stevens, with no space in between as the reference code, okay? Now, for September through December, annually, I normally give a percentage of all my online proceeds to a Time to Learn Academy. As you know, I'm the founder and principal director, and this show is actually sponsored as an education show or broadcast from a Time to Learn Academy. So I thank you for all who shop my online store. Thank you for supporting my efforts as an entrepreneur as well as the nonprofit. Okay. And currently, we're participating in a theme of speaking out against generational family dysfunction. Now, for Avon, it's speaking out against domestic violence. And because Avon is primarily focusing on women entrepreneurs, and I focus on family-friendly topics, ideas, points of view, etc., I just don't look at domestic violence as an issue of women. Male can also be abused, whether it be from a woman, a love partner, or from a parent, or from a family female, or it could be of the same gender, of a male, where there has been some type of abuse. So that's why my hosted theme is speaking out against generational family dysfunction. Okay? And we do that the entire month of October, or October. We're still participating. We're acknowledging National Hispanic Heritage Month. It concludes on October the 15th, Thursday, October the 15th. It began September the 15th, so September the 15th to October the 15th is National Hispanic Heritage Month. Today is my oldest baby's birthday, and she's now 21. Along with her special day, it's also Kate Winslet's special day. And we remember Bernard Bernie Mac McCullough. Tomorrow is Lehman Rucker and Thomas McClare's birthday. It's also the day that the United States Library Association was founded. Wednesday is World Smile Day. Well, we do that every day, don't we? Take a day, every day, to smile at one stranger. Well, Wednesday, it's Global Smile Day. And it's Toni Braxton and Simon Cowell's birthday. Thursday is National Children's Day. And it's Nick Cannon, Matt Damon, Chevy Chase, Robert Kubel, Karen Parsons, and Reverend Jesse Jackson's birthday. Friday in theater, Steve Jobs and The Walk. And it's Tyler Actor Williams' birthday. And some also recognize our country being discovered on Friday, October the 9th. Saturday, we remember Russell Means, Solomon Burke, and it's Tanya Tucker's birthday. Sunday, we remember John Red Fox Sanford. And it's George Johnson, Zach Galifano, Kiss birthday, as well as rapper MC Light. Francis Bean Colvin wed longtime love Isaiah Silva in late September. Mom Courtney Love reportedly was not invited, so let's keep them in our prayers box. Mattel commemorated Zendaya's 2015 Oscar look with a matching Barbie on September the 26th. The Disney Channel star earned praise for her poised response to Fashion Police Judge Giuliana Rancic's criticism of her dreadlocks after the award ceremony. TLC confirmed that two specials featuring 19 Kids and Counting stars Jessa Seawald and Jill Dillard are in the works. They will feature Seawald's pregnancy and Dillard's mission trip to Central America with her husband, Derek, and son, Israel, who is now 6 months old. One Direction will release their fifth album, Made in the AM, November 13th. This will be the band's first record since Zayn Malik quit in March. So let's keep them in our prayers box as well. And also the East Coast and the West Coast, victims of our current natural weather disasters, let's keep them in prayer. At this time, you may say aloud names of celebrities, entrepreneurs, or families in need of prayer. Globally, the major faith believers are Jews who use the Torah, Christians who use the Bible, and Muslims who use the Bible and or Quran. They and I believe there is only one God, one human race that descended from one couple, Adam and Eve, one heaven, one hell, and one way to achieve salvation and eternal bliss. Now, as we prepare for our meditation poem, I want you to focus on self and your unique household. Take a deep breath. Slowly exhale out all the negativity of the weekend, of today, or of what you may have to do this evening. Meditation poem, I Am, by Michael Wynn. Let's say aloud slowly, shall we? I am strong. I am gentle. I am proud. I am humble. I am confident. I am beautiful. I am intelligent. I am becoming all that I can be. We are all children of God. Deep breath again. And slowly exhale. Today I proclaim that I believe in God. I give thanks to Him on this day and forevermore for sending Jesus to save me from eternal sin. I believe in the unique calling of this fellowship. Holy Spirit, guide me continuously so that I do not stray from God's purpose of its creation. Lord, allow wisdom and knowledge to enter into the souls of all my listeners, to be endured forever within their unique household, upon generation, and I am also asking, Lord, that you will continue to bless my singing lessons. And I've come up with the final lyrics of my song that I've been working on. So, with God, all things are possible. With God, all things are possible. He knows just what I need. With God, I shall achieve. With God, all things are possible. With God, all things are possible. What your household needs. So come along with praise. So let's read along His words of faith. In Jesus' name, my soul says, Amen. Visitors, if you've never read the Holy Bible, please open the Bible at this time. The first few pages should list the Old and New Testaments accordingly. Within the Testaments are books, and the books are chapters, and the chapters are verses. The Torah, for believers who use it, includes the Old Testaments, which are recorded in the Holy Bible that we use today. Again, our Bible read-along will be from 1 Chronicles, beginning with chapter 10, verse 1. My audience, let's prepare for our religious-themed discussion. This educational program where we read-along, read-aloud from religious texts. Chapter 10, verse 1, let's begin. Now the Philistines fought against Israel, and the men of Israel fled from before the Philistines and fell down slain in Mount Gilboa. And the Philistines followed hard after Saul and after his sons, and the Philistines slew Jonathan. Remember, we had already discussed the leadership of Saul and how he treated young David, who was aspiring to become leader, because God chose him to become the next leader, even though he had no qualifications, no skills at the task. But he learned under Saul. And Saul had a son named Jonathan. And the Philistines slew Jonathan and Abinadab and Malchishua, the sons of Saul. And the battle went sore against Saul, and the archers hit him, and he was wounded of the archers. Then said Saul to his armor bearer, "Draw thy sword and thrust me through therewith, lest these uncircumcised come and abuse me." But his armor bearer would not. So we're hearing, this is repetitious, what we consider to be repetitious discussions or written language, because we learned about Saul's death in the earlier chapters of 1 and 2 Kings. So here it's repeating the history account of Saul and how he begged for someone to kill him so that he wouldn't be abused by his enemies. So, speaking about abuse of generational family dysfunction, this is what Saul had chosen. So his armor bearer wouldn't do it. And he was afraid, he was scared, because he knew that his enemies would really take advantage of the situation, and he didn't want that. He'd rather have someone of his own kind kill him, or he kill himself. So that's what he did. Saul took a sword and fell upon it. And when his armor bearer saw that Saul was dead, he fell likewise on the sword and died. How faithful, huh? Faithful servant. So Saul died and his three sons and all his house died together. Now, isn't that generational dysfunction? All of them Saul committed suicide. His faithful servant, his armor bearer, committed suicide. His Jonathan died by the sword, along with his two brothers, and then all of his family. All of his house died together. A lot of deaths there in one particular family. And when all the men of Israel that were in the valley saw that they fled, that Saul and his sons were dead, then they forsook their cities and fled. And the Philistines came and dwelt in them. And it came to pass on the morrow, when the Philistines came to strip the slain, that they found Saul and his sons fallen in Mount Gilboa. And when they had stripped him, they took his head, just like he had thought that, you know, they would treat him so cruelly. And so sure enough, perhaps he had some intuition or something that would happen. Well, sure enough, the Philistines came by, cut his head off, took his head and his armor, and sent into the land of the Philistines round about to carry tidings unto their idols and to the people. And they put his armor in the house of their gods and fastened his head in the temple of Dagon. And when all of Jabesh Gilead heard all that the Philistines had done to Saul, they arose, all the valiant men, and took away the body of Saul and the bodies of his sons, and brought them to Jabesh, and buried their bones under the oak. Oak tree is actually today's symbol of family. So he buried it under the oak in Jabesh and fasted 7 days. So sometimes when we go through things, God sends angels in the form of human beings, I suppose, where some people, somebody, has some morals and says, you know what, that ain't right. You know, Saul was a great leader, bad, evil human being. You know, remember, if you recall, he tried to kill David every day just because he was next in line. So, you know, everyone knew of the infamous leader Saul, but yet how evil he was. But when Jabesh Gilead heard about what happened, he was like, this ain't right. So he went and gathered the bodies of Saul and his household and buried them, and then he fasted. 7 days, meaning the biblical meaning of completion. So Saul died for his transgressions, which he committed against the Lord, even against the word of the Lord, which he kept not, and also for asking counsel of one that had a familiar spirit to inquire of it, and inquired not of the Lord. Therefore he slew him, and turned the kingdom unto David, the son of Jesse. So this text, pausing for a moment, is concluding not only did Saul seem to have committed suicide, but they're saying, no, we think that God forced him to kill himself for all the evilness that he had done against the Lord. It was already said by God that David would be next in line. And so sure enough, his words are faithful, his words are true, and what he promises, he will do. So in chapter 11, verse 1, then all Israel gathered themselves to David unto Hebron, saying, behold, we are thy bone and thy flesh. And moreover, in time past, even when Saul was king, thou was he that led us out and brought us in Israel. And the Lord thy God said unto thee, thou shalt feed my people Israel, and thou shalt be ruler over my people Israel. Therefore came all the elders of Israel to the king to Hebron, and David made a covenant with them in Hebron before the Lord. And they anointed David king over Israel, according to the word of the Lord by Samuel. And David and all of Israel went to Jerusalem, which is Jebus, where the Jebusites were, the inhabitants of the land. So Jerusalem was also called Jebus. And the inhabitants of Jebus said to David, thou shalt not come hither. Nevertheless, David took the castle of Zion, which is the city of David. And David said, whosoever smiteth the Jebusites first shall be chief and captain. So Joab, the son of Zeruiah, went first up and was chief. And David dwelt in the castle. Therefore they called it the city of David. And that's how the city of David got its name, because that's where David decided to live, in a castle there. And he built the city round about, even from Milo round about, and Joab repaired the rest of the city. So David waxed greater and greater, for the Lord of hosts was with him. There also are the chief of the mighty men whom David had, who strengthened themselves with him in his kingdom and with all of Israel, to make him king, according to the word of the Lord concerning Israel. And this is the number of the mighty men whom David had: Jashobeam, and Hakmonite, the chief of the captains. He lifted up his spear against 300 slain by him at one time. Three, biblical meaning, God, the Spirit, Holy Spirit, and Jesus. And after him was Eleazar, the son of the Ahohite, who was one of the three mighties. Here, I believe, pausing for a moment, the author is trying to express there may be the Holy Trinity, but the Holy Trinity, you know, there's three parts of the Holy Trinity: God, the Holy Spirit, and Jesus. Well, that Holy Spirit is still one, the one and true and living God. So it says that the spear went against 300 slain by him at one time. And then the Ahohite, who was one of the three mighties. He was with David at Pasdamim, and there the Philistines were gathered together to battle, where was a parcel of ground full of barley, and the people fled from before the Philistines. And they set themselves in the midst of that parcel, and delivered it, and slew the Philistines, and the Lord saved them by a great deliverance. Now three of the 30 captains went down to the rock of David, into the cave of Adullam, and the host of the Philistines encamped in the valley of Rephaim, And David was then in the hold, and the Philistines' garrison was then at Bethlehem. And David longed and said, "Oh, that one would give me drink of the water of the well of Bethlehem that is at the gate." And the three brake through the host of the Philistines and drew water out of the well of Bethlehem that was by the gate, and took it and brought it to David. But David would not drink of it, but poured it out to the Lord, and said, "My God forbid it me that I should do this thing. Shall I drink the blood of these men that have put their lives in jeopardy? For with the jeopardy of their lives they brought it." Therefore he would not drink it. These things did these three Midas. And Abishai, the brother of Joab, he was chief of the three. For lifting up his spear against 300, he slew them and had a name among the three. Of the three, he was more honorable than the two. Two, double for your trouble. But the Holy Trinity is more honorable than going through and having double for your trouble. For he was their captain. How about he attained not to the first three? Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, the son of valiant men of Kabzeel, who had done many acts. He slew two lion-like men of Moab. Also he went down and slew a lion in a pit in a snowy day. And he slew an Egyptian, a man of great stature, 5 cubits high, and in the Egyptian's hand was a spear like a weaver's beam. And he went down to him with a staff and plucked the spear out of the Egyptian's hand and slew him with his own spear. And our last verse for this lesson. These things did Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, and had the name among the three mighties. Thus ends the reading for God's words. For next time, we'll continue with verse 25 of chapter 11. So, to review, since we're not going over all of the names of the family sects, my goodness, right now we're going to continue with some additional names. Continuing on with chapter 11. So we learned about the Holy Trinity being a three, but yet of one true and living God. Amen. Jot down any questions that you may have and email to me at newmondayshow@charleneonline.org. Do not read ahead. If you feel led, read over assigned scriptures again or share with family or friends. This has been your hostess. I thank you for reading along at the New Monday Show with me. May you have a blessed and productive week. And don't forget to smile to one stranger every day. Now, amen to the one who keeps us from going astray. We thank you for this time of learning. Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report. If there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things that you have both learned, received, and heard, and see in me, and see me do. And the God of peace shall be with you.